On November 4th and 10th, respectively, the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls opens two new exciting exhibitions. Jonathan Canning is Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming at the Hyde and joins us now to tell us about both of these incredible shows. And we welcome Jonathan to the roundtable this morning. Jonathan, how are you?
Well, thank you. Good morning to everyone.
Very nice to have you on the program. So tell us, as I mentioned, the 4th and the 10th, respectively, the shows start. Tell us about the new exhibition. One, Japanese woodcuts. The other one, on making history. Let us begin with the first to open.
Right. The first to open is Yukioe to Shinhanga. It's Japanese woodcut prints from the collections of Syracuse University. And it looks at a particular type of print made between the 17th and the end of the 19th century in Japan, but for a particular audience, a merchant class. And what ties the two shows together, the second show being the medieval chronicles, published in Nuremberg and Augsburg at the end of the 15th century, is that we're looking at the power of print as an art and information medium for a merchant class in both medieval Europe and 17th century Japan. So for an audience outside of the traditional patronage power of the church, religion, or the political centers like the kings and emperors. So in 17th century Japan, the merchant class had been politically defeated by the samurai warriors of the Tokugawa shogunate and were suppressed by a number of quite strict laws. But one of the ways that the political powers allowed the frustrations to release themselves was to allow the merchant class to enjoy themselves in licensed areas where they could hang out with courtesans and watch sumo wrestling and go to the theater. Kabuki theater develops at the same time in Japan. And these all become the subjects of the art prints that are made for this merchant middle class at this time. So when you come to the Hyde, starting on the 4th of November, you'll get to see series of prints of beautiful women, famous 18th century Japanese actors in specific identified roles, images of warriors and bandits fighting. This was the sort of subject matter that the merchant class in Japan liked.
When it comes to these two, as you say, there is very much a connector to these two exhibits. And as far as the making history, these items come from your collection.
Yes. So with making history, the Louis Hyde, who was a great bibliophile, collected these two late medieval chronicles. They are the Nuremberg Chronicle, published at the very end of the 15th century, was the most complicated piece of book production in Europe for well over two centuries, just combining imagery and text. So what you will see when you come is a history book of the world from the creation according to the Bible through historical events to the apocalypse and the end of the world, again recorded in the Bible. But you will see over 1,800 woodcut illustrations in the book. Louis Hyde's edition was hand-painted and tinted, so it's a rare example of a printed book then being handed back to the artists and hand-painted so that it looked like a medieval manuscript that had been completely the work of by hand. So printing was a new technique, but they started off trying to have it emulate medieval hand-produced manuscripts. But what's stunning about the Nuremberg Chronicle is just how complicated the integration of image and text. So when you have the discussion of the lineage of Christ, you have these figures, a family tree on the page with branch designs linking all the figures, but then you have the Latin text interspersed around all the figures, and that's it's hard enough to do for us on a computer with wonderful programs, but imagine that this was the first time anyone had tried to do it with movable type and woodcut block prints in the 15th century.
Again, when it comes to the woodcut art that you are showing, as you mentioned, that parts of the collection from Syracuse University, and again, the Hyde will be exhibiting dozens of prints from your permanent collection as well to make up that exhibit.
Yes, and we are taking a slightly idiosyncratic look at the Japanese material. It's been 21 years since the Hyde showed ukiyo-e prints. And the last time we did that in 1997 was a very small exhibition of prints that had come to us as part of gifts of modern art. And there's a link between the Japanese ukiyo-e print aesthetic and the art of Edgar Degas, Whistler, Vincent van Gogh. So what we have done is the ukiyo-e print show is going to be paired with an exhibition we're calling West Meets East, in which we bring out some of our great prints and drawings by Western artists and show what the influence was and what Japanese aesthetics they drew from their exposure to ukiyo-e prints once those prints started coming into the West in the 19th century. So we're bringing out Degas' Ballet Dancers with Red Stockings, we're bringing out our Van Gogh Orchard at Arles, and one or two other of our treasures, but showing how those Western artists are indebted to Japanese aesthetic, which they learnt of through ukiyo-e prints.
Ukiyo-e Shinhanga opens on November 4th at the Hyde Collection, then Making History opens on the 10th. You can find out more information about both by going to the Hyde Collection's website. Also, go to our website. The links are there, wamc.org, posted along with this interview. Jonathan Canning is Director of Curatorial Affairs and Programming at the Hyde. Jonathan, thank you very much for being with us. A pleasure as always.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for being with us.